brings up something that weakens the solicitation.
The solicitations are more.
Weakens skin and weakens rust. Okay, it actually brings up an interesting possible discussion in explanation of any topic. The easiest way to understand and to improve your level and learn something new is to explain something to somebody that does not understand to the point where they do understand by breaking it down and breaking it down and breaking it down so that it becomes easily understandable for them. You, in turn, are learning something. And in learning something, you learn something not only about teaching or about the individual you're trying to teach, but about yourself. You learn the necessary patient skills necessary to be able to advance to a higher level where it is necessary to be patient. As a teacher, it is very useful to be able to speak in a way that is easily understandable, not rapidly. How often do you see us up here, with the exception of maybe our resident 8th, 6th dimensional individual that thinks on a totally different speed pattern and has not yet learned to slow down his thought processes to a level where it is acceptable to you. But as a rule, none of us talk particularly fast.
Mm-hmm.
That is because if we were to talk in our normal modes, it would be difficult to understand. And the words that are of multiple meanings could be easily misconstrued in a different way. So it is very important when explaining something is to break it down into easy, understandable terms. And as I stated, you learn, the person you are trying to teach learns. This is very useful for you, Russ, not with your computer individuals, but with your domestic situation.
Mm-hmm.
That being able to break down and break down is something that is very important to being able to teach and to learn. Whether an individual totally comprehends depends on how far you break it down. And to break it down to the barest essence is something that is very useful when you break it from a advanced step down to a very basic level of understanding. It gives you the opportunity to learn even more about the subject that you are discussing. One of the problems that I perceive in many of your teachers is that when they are explaining, they assume automatically that you understand what they are talking about,
mm-hmm.
which is in actual fact itself a mistake, because there are various different jargons used by various individuals in respectable fields that they assume automatically that you understand. Now, for example, getting on to a little bit of a continuing running joke between Skip and Kiri. If Kiri was to explain in English how to construct the warp core, the jargon that she would be using would be totally incomprehensible to you and to anybody but a highly trained spatial engineer. So therefore, she would have to break it down into its barest essence instead of using jargon words that is a concept and an explanation. She would have to break it down even further and then probably further again down to a level that would be understandable for not only Skip, but for those on the webpage. And, of course, that is a no-no.
Yeah, right.
So
it's never the light of day.
That is correct. However, my comments that I am making in explaining the warp core and the ongoing joke and the explanation are very acceptable for your web.
Mm-hmm.
So as a learning tool, it is necessary to be able to break down to a very easy level. Skip, you are also in the same situation, but on a slightly different setup than Russ is in his domestic arrangements. You have a young man that is a very potentially bright individual that has difficulty when jargon is used, but is very inquisitive and has the potential intelligence there to become very advanced and capable, although his motivation, from what I have witnessed, is, to use one of your terms, needed a swift kick in the behind?
No, not really. He's fine. He's fine. He's okay. Just a typical young man. Okay,
I misconstrued what you implied.
That's quite all right. No. He's typical teenage boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a very difficult situation in life right now, which is whether do you play with the toys or you chase the girls.
That has been a long time for me.
It probably has been, and it's been a long time ago for me, but I still remember.
it has been, never mind. In the same situation that you have the potential to take this young man, and even though he plays with the toys and chases the young ladies, he still has the potential there to become very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm trying to help him with that.
Yes, very much so. I have watched when he has been present here on the way that he interacts and the way that you get him to do the thought processes.
Mm-hmm.
But in explaining, if you break it down to him, as I suggested with Russ, to the simplest forms and how he can repeat it back to you and say, yes, I understand, I grasp that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if he says, you're treating me like a child, explain to him saying, I want you to totally understand it, and I'm not going to assume, because there is no crime in not in asking the question. Yeah, if you ask the same question 100 times, it means that you do not understand. So it is necessary to explain it in more detail so you do understand. Mm-hmm. It is not meant as an insult, but it is meant as a tool to help both you and myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now having spoken my piece on education and the tools and needs to be able to explain to the most simplest form, let us open the floor.
Okay. In working with my Daniel,
mm-hmm.
and when he gets to be that point where he's asking questions
mm-hmm.
and needing to get answers, I know that's going to happen. Learning the patience to deal with that is important, but at the same time, he's growing up so fast. Won't he want to learn as quick as he can?
Can I intercede here?
Yes, certainly. I was about to say, I think you know the answer for that.
Okay, I've raised quite a few children, not all my own. Okay, I found that when a little person, and I don't care if they're this tall or this tall, ask a question, give them a direct answer as simple as possible and don't go into any detail. And that seems to work better than anything else. If they want to know details, they'll come back and ask you.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly. I was going to say something a little bit more pompous and long-winded.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you simplified what I was going to say tremendously.
Okay. But it seems to work better than anything I've run across. They ask you, well, how come I'm different than a girl? Well, because your plumbing is built on the outside and her plumbing is built on the inside, and let it go.
You do not elaborate.
That's it. Don't explain any further. When they want to know further, they'll come ask you.
Handy information. That's a good little tip.
Mm-hmm. That's it. As I said, I would have put it much more long-winded and more pompous.
I'm sorry.
No, but you have just given the ideal explanation to my comments on education. You simplified
it. Right. Simplified as far as you can. And don't elaborate. Don't elaborate. Now, when they get into their teens, they'll ask you a question, you give them an answer, and they'll say, well, why is this? Then you start elaborating. But you're starting out with the simplest possible answer you can give them. Okay, and you still give them the simplest possible answer you can.
So I don't remember my growing up years when I asked how I got answered. Right?
Now, to add,
well, I can.
To add on to what the Skip was saying is to simplify it, and if they want to know more, they will ask more. They will continue to ask, and as they ask, you elaborate more, but leave it always open for the question to follow. I remember, a long time ago, when I was not much older than Skip. This is a very hazy memory, and it's possibly a memory of memory. I remember asking repeatedly, why? Why is that so? Why, as an individual, does that happen? Why is the difference between a group consciousness and an individual consciousness so radically different? Certainly the words and the questions were much longer, but they were always prefaced mythically in my own language. Why? How? How is that so? Why is that so? And in asking those questions, I learned. Also, my teachers aided me in those learning. They always left the answers open for the following question. How? Why? And so on. So that it's always set up in a way. Now, a teacher is different than an individual that is showing and explaining. A teacher is an individual that explains in detail, but always leaves the question open of why. What comes next? What is the next step in this? Why is that so? How is that done? Why is that necessary? What if we do it this way? No, it doesn't work that way because it is set up in a factor that is equal to the proportion that is necessary for the advancement. Well, why is that so? So therefore, the setup is always to answer the next question or to set up the next question. The teacher will set up in such a way that they know the next question that is going to be asked, and they know the answer that they will give, and they set it up so that they leave it open for the following question. When you ask one question, for example, why does the fingers work in the way that they do? Well, the explanation is that the muscles, as you contract on one side, tighten on the other side, so the finger pulls. But why does that work that way? Well, it works that way because the electrical impulse is generated from the mind to the nerves and the tissues and the tendons, and so on.
Now, one thing you're going to find is your son grows. It's going to drive you crazy. Think about it every time you sit. Why does it do this? Why does it do that? Why? 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 And it's a constant question.
Russ, can you make me a promise?
Mm-hmm.
Never say the word when asked the question, why? Because.
Just the word because?
Yeah. Because.
That's not an answer.
That is not an answer.
I'd be happy to make that promise.
Okay.
You will come up to that point sometimes because you're... Okay. Let me take it from my own experience.
Please do so.
You get impatience because you're trying to accomplish something. And this little person comes up and says, why, Daddy? Why what? Why are you doing that? And the first thing that comes to your mind, because, back to your work. Remember that. Remember that, because it happens. It's a normal human reaction.
No.
You don't want to be bothered, and yet you don't want to put the child off.
Okay. Now, the punishment is my standard punishment. If Kara tells me that you have said those words,
well, she will.
Because, and she will, you will do 100.
Ooh. Ouch. Rick.
Well.
And if I hear it a second time.
You can get the full explanation anyway. I just want to make sure he learns.
But you'll understand where I'm coming from. This happens because mentally you're involved in something. And this little person comes up and says, why does this work this way, Daddy? Now, it's completely irrelevant to what you're doing.
Well, I've said before, we get the this up. I know.
Yeah, it's completely irrelevant to what you're doing.
It does.
No, it's not going to be doubled to 200. It's going to be multiples of...
Oh,
the first offense is 100. The second is 1,000. Ouch. Oh, yes. But this is important because you are shaping an individual's mind. You are shaping not only your future, but your species' future.
That's a rather large statement.
An individual is part of the species.
Yeah.
To shape an individual shapes the species. Even in a minute, imperceptible amount, it gets back to the analogy of the butterfly and the typhoon.
Sometimes it's very, very difficult. Very difficult to try to pull yourself away from what you're doing to answer questions that other people ask.
Okay, here is a comment. If everybody in the Chinese Republic was to stand on a chair and jump off at the exact same time, they would cause a tidal wave which would sink Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It is a humorous comment. It is also inaccurate. It was meant to produce a laugh reaction.
Okay. Factual statement.
No.
Well, they did the research on that one, I'll tell you.
But China holds a quarter of the world's population, too.
Mm-hmm.
25% of the world's population.
Yes. It was a very poor attempt at your humor. Maybe to some of our less experienced individuals, I may do so.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
I can still do it. Live long and prosper.
You have a good one. But children do get kind of irritating. Really
well, I've got Carter helping on that one.
Good.
As Carrie.
Don't hide.
Practices with her children all the time.
Don't hide.
They always ask you, why mommy?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They all
why mean? Mommy? Well, it works this way, and I've had a way around it, because it, and then I explain. It works this way because. So you still get the way in because, but not just because.
No, not just a solo word.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to put the next speaker on.
Okay,
go ahead, Bob.
Because we had a rather long chat there. How much time do we have left?
We are currently at 30 minutes.
30 minutes left?
Okay, yeah.
Squeeze two more in, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite nerve-wracking sometimes, Russ. It really is. Oh, yeah, well. Forewarned. Nice one.
Nerve-wracking, is it?
Forewarned is forearmed, believe me.
And being requested by the base commander is putting up a little awkward spot there.
I didn't do it, okay? I just brought it up.
I know. But it's something that Amol apparently feels very strongly about.
Oh, I can tell.
Yes,
taking this a couple steps further than you've ever taken.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the way it's promised me.
Yes, I've never heard that exit his mouth before.
No, I've never heard
so it. This is one I'm taking seriously.
Yes. I don't know why, but Amol has very strong feelings on something like that, making those words.
Well,
I'm the last one to go against.
You stop and figure out something. You stop and figure out something. Our children, whether it's yours or mine or Russ's, our children are our future.
Oh, yes.
And if we don't teach them right as they're growing up, where's our future going?
In the toilet.
So you got it, babe.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
And it's throughout even Syrian history, there are events in history where children have been neglected. And unfortunately, it's been always very bad for the species, for our species, for your species. Because in our old age, before rejuvenation capability, much as on your planet, if you don't treat your children well, they have no respect for you. And in old age, what does that mean? Ah, stick them in the home.
Well, that's happening right here in this world now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean now, because the parents... Okay, in my generation, I was taught to respect your elders and have consideration for all people. As the generations have been born since me, the generation now are getting to the point of, hey, live for yourself, the hell with everybody else.
Which is very wrong.
And it's wrong.
Absolutely.
It's wrong. You have to have consideration for all life, including your elders and your peers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something to do with the mental processes of the individual. That when they get to the point where they say, to hell with everybody else, you really don't care about themselves either.
That's correct. If you have no respect for yourself, you can't respect anybody else. Here's another thing. Do you like you?
I love it.
There you go. If you love you, then you love other people.
Well, absolutely. No questions asked.
Okay? And I'm the same way. I love me. So consequently, I love all the people I come in contact with and the people I don't come in contact with.
Speaking as a healer, the hardest thing that I find to understand about your species is that, and I know we've discussed this in the past, is where people go, I don't like the way that I look. Like. I need my nose off. I need my breast made bigger. I need my tummy tuck. I need this done. I need that done. They don't live themselves like that. They're not happy as they are. And they will never be happy with what they've got.
That's correct, because even if they change what they want to change, they still will not be happy with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My comment to these people, and to a lot of people, is God never made any junk.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are certain cases where, you know, if there is a malfunction in the configuration of the nose, attention, that's what you're picking on computers for. You obviously have to fix the nose.
That's correct.
So then that is not cosmetic.
No, it's a physical malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fix a physical malfunction.
That's correct.
And once you get that fixed and it gets squared away, then still God never made no junk.
That's correct. But a malfunction or a deformity happens and is part of nature.
But it can be repaired.
That is correct.
Now, can I tell you a story?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, there was a story about a young prince. He had a deformed body. He had a statue carved of himself standing tall and straight. And they placed it in the garden of the castle. Every day, he seen that statue. Every day, he stretched to become that. Eventually, he became that straight, tall, young prince and overcame his deformities through his mental and spiritual being. And everybody can do this.
Yeah, within the concepts of everyone's.
That's right. Anybody can do this. It's like this young lady has said, we're healers, but we're only jump starters. And so we can jump start anybody to realize that they can heal themselves.
Now, there is a story, very similar on series of Tonar the Corrupt, and the statue he had made of himself that was perfect in every detail, down to the fact of the pimple on his nose. When the pimple was pointed out, he goes, I don't have a pimple. Remove that pimple from my statue. So they did, and the nose fell off.
Wow.
Okay, here's another story I read just here not too long ago. A young gentleman was very vain about his hair, and he lost it all. He had transplants from his chest, which the hair still fell out of his head.
He went through all the different aspects and the advertisements that they got about growing hair and this, that, and whatever. And he, all this time, he was under the care of a physician. This doctor told him, he says, well, we have got a new process, and it's radiation. He says, it's very, very experimental and very dangerous. But if you'll give your permission, he says, I'll try it on you and see if it will grow your hair. The gentleman said, yes. The doctor took him into an x-ray room, darkened it down like they do normally do for x-rays, turned on the machines so they hummed and buzzed, never done a thing to the gentleman. He says, okay. He says, now, within 2 weeks, your hair will start growing. He says, in a year's time, you'll have a full head of hair. In 6 weeks, the gentleman sent the doctor a picture, and he had a full head of hair because he was mentally convinced that this treatment that he got would grow his hair back. So mentally and physically and spiritually, he grew his own hair back. No, the doctor was a jump start.
Anyway, I'm sorry,
I didn't mean to get
on the I'm being informed by my punk of a sister that I better move on as we have one more speaker.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
That's 15 minutes.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
We had some pretty heavy conversations, you know.
Good. We'll be having it for a couple of weeks.
I know.
Okay. Thanks,
bye, sweetie. Bye, sweetie.
Frank. Frank.
Hi, babe.
Frank. Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's all right. Okay, no, back to business. Okay. That's better. Okay, let us look at the activities in your markets. This nose doesn't fit right with the glasses to do that with. Okay, now, some very interesting things going on in the market right now, in the US market, in the European markets, and the Asian markets. The Asian markets are recovering from, of course, the Asian flu. And they are showing signs of starting to grow and starting to expand. Whereas the US market seems to be fluctuating up and down, up and down. It's been up to 11,300. And today I think it's down to about 1040, 10400, sorry. So therefore, it seems that your US market is in a very wobbly state. It is fluctuating up and down, up and down, up and down. We are now seeing a increase in the, increase in the interest rates. Okay, which is in action to slow down the economy. Now, the question is, why would an economy that seems to be developing need to be slowed down? Well, it is our belief that the market is starting to be out of control and that the inflationary actions which is creating this problem is the reason why it's out of control, that the market has grown out of control and the prices are getting expensive, so therefore it's starting to inflate, which is not a good action to happen. Now, to say that this is related to the Asian flu may be incorrect. This could be the American flu. Now, what happens from here is a little uncertain in the outcome. The outcome is three possible outcomes. One is it stabilizes and starts to grow on a steady rate. Two, it slows right down and reverses itself. Three, it continues these wild oscillations, which it has done in the past, but the interest rate hasn't been increased until now. Okay, now, what comes from each of those scenarios? Well, if it continues to grow steadily and to advance steadily and slowly in control, then you have a growth period which is useful as a respite for the advancement preparations for anything that may come up ahead. If it suddenly plummets and goes totally into a spiral and crashes, then you are in the situation that we have discussed many times. If it continues on the third option of these wild oscillations, then again you are in a respite from the possible spiral downwards, which is, of course, a negative effect. So the two possible outcomes at the moment are the most likely. We've been watching them very carefully, and either of the two, wild oscillations but stable, but with very wild oscillations, and the continued slow growth, both of those options are very possible at the moment. However, the third option of the sudden plunge is possible but not as highly. And there may be a plunge of up to 500 points where the market actually stops trading. It may happen a couple of days in a row and many, many thousands of dollars are lost. But they're not lost. Not unless you're a fresh investor that is invested in that 1,000 franc. Let's say it drops below 9,000. If you invested after it went over the 10,000, then you've lost. But if you were smart and invested 10 years ago when it was down about 3,000 or even maybe a little bit higher, I think it's like 4,000, then you haven't lost one green cent. You want to know why? The only thing you've lost is 1,000 points of profit.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. Out of 6,000 points of profit, you've lost 1,000. Ha! You haven't even touched your initial investment. So when people start talking about that they've been in the market for 10 years, 20 years, and they suddenly lose 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, ask them how much of their original investment they've lost.
Mm-hmm.
And if they tell you that they've lost their original investment, then they've really messed up. But if they go, well, my original investment was 10,000. I was at 200,000 and I've lost 1,000. They haven't lost a thing.
No, they've still gained.
They've still gained. But it's a common misconception that I've noted recently in analyzing your markets that people talk that they've lost 10,000, 20,000. They haven't lost a penny. They've just lost the profit.
Yeah.
And this could be part of the problem that they're perceiving that the money that they're losing is actually theirs when it's not. It's profit. They haven't made that because they have not sold those stocks. They've just lost the value of what they had on the profit. The profit in margin and securities. Okay, do we have any questions on that?
No. It's just like going to a casino.
Okay. Now, this afternoon in the city of Moscow, there was a bomb blast. One person killed, 33 individuals injured. And there is an election about to occur in Russia. There is also action going on in Kazakhstan, in the Soviet and the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. There's a military action going on. At this time, it has been speculated that it's over politically motivated bomb blast, religiously motivated bomb blast, or a gang-related bomb blast. This occurred in a shopping mall, underground shopping mall, not an illegal shopping mall, but an underground shopping mall, literally underground. It is something that has been investigated by the former KGB under its new name. There is definite instability occurring in Russia at this time. The action in Kazakhstan is winding down. There appears to be fewer people involved in the fighting. A lot of them have returned to Chechnya, which is where they came from originally. Again, that is a religiously motivated hostile action. It is not a war. It is terrorist actions. No formal declaration of war has been declared yet. They are rebels.
Mm.
Okay. Let us look at East Timor at the moment. There appears to be an election going on there. There is certainly very edgy and hostile actions happening, but the election appears to be legal at this time. I'm bringing up these matters to counterbalance each other and what is going on in the world. Also, there is investigations going on into supposed quote unquote war crimes in Kosovo. Again, this is under investigation. Whether or not these individuals that supposedly committed these war crimes actually did, and these war crimes were not exacerbated by the action of NATO, which, if you remember, when these actions were going on, it was stated that these actions may actually aid the ethnic cleansing or create it to be accelerated, is something that's still open to debate. Okay, do we have any questions?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm.
It seems almost in the Russian part of the statements that with the election coming up now and the major election coming up in December, people are wondering about, I think, worrying about the winter.
Mm-hmm.
The upcoming winter and the financial state of Russia right now while it's still sunny and warm. And it could be the edginess that's getting to the people is in response.
It is possible that there is no evidence at this time on who that is. There is evidence that it is politically motivated. As yet, I'm not getting a full report on who is making the plate.
They claim for that right after a bomb blast, normally in our country.
No, well, that's in our country, but they were there. A lot of people never cop to it.
I'm getting the relay at the moment. They have individuals, or somebody is making a claim that they are responsible, and there's also been another one, but they're not releasing the information yet on who has made the claims, mm-hmm. because they need to confirm whether or not it is this particular organization, or this organization is bandstanding.
Good timing, though.
Yeah, it's just fortunate.
Yeah.
I have to be wearing my ear set now.
Oh, excellent. Good call.
Mm-hmm. So, even as well, I'm getting information on world events and stuff.
Because it could be any way of three ways. It could be political, it could be a religious, it could be just unrest.
Territorial disputes between rival gangs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't confirm any of those comments.
Yeah.
As they haven't released that information, but they do have a possible lead on a group that is responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a place to watch for this coming winter, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions?
No, I don't think so, though.
Okay, because I'm getting distracted by the feedback I'm getting at the moment.
We've only got a couple minutes left anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
hold on, I'm getting a report right now. Yes.
You are reading.
yes, we have confirmation that there is. Ow! No confirmation at this time.
Reminds me of a newscasters.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Report coming in.
Yeah, right.
She keeps herself very well informed. It's actually a house rule that she doesn't wear a headset unless there is something important going on.
Yeah.
So she certainly navigated it.